This is Shakti Devi, and you are listening to the Goddess Guidance Show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And I have my beautiful co-host, Naki Alayo. Say hi, Naki.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
Well, we have a great show for you guys today. This month, we are featuring the goddess in different forms of nature. So last week, we talked about the goddess as, oh my goodness, what was it?
Earth.
I had water pop in my brain. So last week we talked about goddess as earth, and this week we're talking about the goddess as air. So, Naki, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Okay, I would love to. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today on the Goddess Guidance Radio Hour. We're so excited to be bringing you this series where we actually speak to the element, so the elemental pieces of the goddess in all her various forms, right? So last week, as Shakti just mentioned, we talked about Earth, and we understand for those of you who are Earth magicians and sorcerers and practitioners, we understand that Earth is the physical realm. It represents the realm from which we manifest, the tangible world. Well, this week we're talking about air, okay? Air is an ethereal element, okay? It will activate anything in reference to communication. We understand that air is vital to human survival. We would perish without air. It has various aspects. The various aspects are thinness, motion, darkness, and it's an active quality. Okay, most people would probably think air as being passive unless they've been in a hurricane or a tornado or some sort of storm where you see the power of air, okay? Air is the manifestation of movement, freshness, communication, and intelligence, okay? Sound is another manifestation of air, and that's one of the most beautiful things that we could do is to utilize our voice, our manifestation tool to speak those things. You know, I'm big about telling you to speak what you want into existence because that activates you, the speaker, and the hearer, because if you're speaking it, you're hearing it as well. So it activates you times two, to the speaker and the hearer, and then you're sending that message, that request, out into the creative forces. I just told you air was communicative, right? So it's the element of communication. If you're speaking your intentions out loud, then all of the creative forces and all of the intelligent forces in the universe join you in your desires, in manifesting your desires. Okay. Sound is a manifestation of this element. We could also talk about the Sanskrit mantras that Shakti often mentions and works deeply with. We talk about chanting mantras for a specific issue. We talk to you about on this show, for instance, Ganesha comes to mind. He is the consummate obstacle remover. And you can simply say gum, which is a shortened mantra to get to Ganesha and to get him to move on your behalf, right? If you wanted to call on Goddess Lakshmi for money and wealth and prosperity, you could say Shreem or Shreem Brzee. And those two words would activate a money consciousness within you, send that energy out into the atmosphere, and help you to draw money to you, right? As an element, air is invisible. We can't really see air. We can see some of the byproducts of air. If it's a cold day and you blow your breath on a icy windshield, we can see the condensation, right? We can see that piece. But we can't just technically with the naked eye, see air, right? It's invisible, but its reality can be felt in the air that we breathe every day, all right? In magical terms, now we're magical people on this show, and we're not afraid of magic because we told you what true magic is, right? In our earlier shows, we told you what true magic is. But magical terms, air is the power of the mind, the force of the intellect, inspiration, imagination. It's ideas, knowledge, dreams, wishes. Air is also the element of new life and new possibilities. And what wonderful timing, Shakti, because as you know, we're in a lunar eclipse and a new moon tomorrow. So this is a wonderful time to activate air into your life. And we'll tell you some quick and easy ways to do that a little bit later. But this is a wonderful time to speak that and to use the element of air in your magical working.
Now, Kia, I have a quick question. I don't know if you said this earlier. I don't think so. But air is also, for people who are into tarot, the sword suit is associated with air.
Okay. Beautiful.
That's just for for association.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see, where was I? Oh, the new life and new possibilities. So this is a wonderful time to connect to the new moon that we're having tomorrow. And let's see what else. It is essential to rituals and spells of travel, instruction, maybe finding something that was lost, some forms of divination, freedom. It aids us in visualization, and that is a vital technique in creation and manifestation. All right. Air is a masculine element, and it governs the magic of the four winds. It is a vital spirit passing through all things, giving life to all things, moving and filling all things. Okay? I believe it is the medium or the interconnected piece that connects us all. We all took that first breath. If you remember that show where I talked to you a little bit about the interconnectedness of us all and how we all took that first breath, and that's the thing that binds us. Okay. So the element of air is a light, active element, and it is contrary to earth. It's associated with the qualities of darkness, thinness, and motion. So Shakti just gave you one correspondence. I'm going to give you a few more. It is the direction of east, which is the place of sunrise. Mm-hmm. Its energy type is projective. Its basic nature is flying, fresh, intelligent, suspending. And then sound is also a manifestation of this element. The color that is typically used to represent air is yellow, the yellow of the sun and the sky at dawn. Places where you can really feel the majesty of air would be a mountaintop, windswept plain, standing or sitting under a cloudy sky, the top of a high building, airports, schools, libraries, offices, travel agencies, and psychiatrist offices. Rituals who are specified to air would be travel, instruction, study, freedom, knowledge, and recovering lost items. Ritual forms, tossing objects into the air, suspending tools in high places, fanning light objects, visualization, positive thinking, and I'm going to insert my own little thing. I have a very simple ritual that I do using air, and it's just simply getting my favorite incense. And as I get my favorite incense, we'll say, for instance, I'll say lavender. Lavender is a beautiful incense or tool to use when working with peace, tranquility. If you've got some squabbles going on the home front and you want to just kind of bring back the peace, grab some lavender, dried lavender, and then you can just burn it as a resin or an incense. But if you have a stick of lavender, that works fine as well, too. So you would get the incense and you would hold it in your hand and you would speak the intention of the incense. Or if you don't want to speak it, you could think it. But I'm encouraging you, again, to use your power and to speak it aloud. So you would hold the lavender incense in your hand, and you would say, I give thanks to you, lavender, and the spirit or the element of air, for helping to create peace and tranquility and calmness in my home. And as I light this incense, and as the smoke goes up into the ether, so may my prayer go up into the heavens and be heard by the benevolent deities who can help me establish peace in this place. I give thanks for it now. And you sit there for a few minutes and you watch the smoke, or you can maybe go into a light meditation and see your home peaceful. See everyone getting along. See the love flowing, the communication being easy. And see that and sit in that space for a while. And you'll be surprised at how quickly things shift you. The aromatic properties in lavender, number one, are just incredible. I don't know if you've ever just really smelled lavender, but the aromatic properties alone are just, they just change your life. But then the
they're
amazing, right? But then that prayer and the intention that you're sending out, it just shifts for me instantly. So it's a wonderful, easy little ritual that you could do with any incense or any intention that you may have around the house. Okay. Herbs for air would be the fragrant herbs. Again, you're sending a message to the universe via the essence of the smoke, via the essence of the charcoal even that you're lighting to get the incense or the resins going. You're sending a message. It's all about your intention. Never forget that. Let's see. Musical instruments. I play the Native American flute, and there are times when rather than pray or rather than sit in meditation, I pull out my flute and just play for 5 or 10 minutes. And when I'm finished playing, the peace and the meditative state that washes over me is incredible. And now I understand that that's a tool or an element of air, right? So flute and all wind instruments. Creatures that are associated with air. Anybody in the fae community, from your spiders, most birds, most insects, they're all a part of the elemental air. Seasons would be spring. This is the time of freshness and renewal. The time would be dawn, which is one of my favorite times of the day, early morning, love it. And as you said, Shakti, wands is the magical tool. Now, I've heard both swords and wands, but this particular reference is saying wands are the magical tool. The
really?
Scent would be, the scent would be hearing and smell. Natural symbols are symbols that we could just gather from the earth. Would be a feather. We talked a little bit about incense smoke, and then fragrant flowers. We can use divination, concentration, and visualization, as far as the type of magic, and some goddesses. Now let's get into the meat of our conversation. Some goddesses who are specific to the element of air. Now, Shakti, you want to talk about one of my favorite goddesses from the Yoruba pantheon, the goddess Oya?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Oya.
She's
okay. So Oya is the common name of the goddess of storms and winds, and she comes to us from the Ifa tradition originally, and that would be in West Africa, Nigeria more specifically. And also, actually, I remember that she also comes from, she was known in present day Angola as well. And of course, and she's also been spread throughout different places of the African diaspora. So Oya is not only the Orisha, or goddess of storms and winds, but also the protector of cemeteries and the patroness of the marketplace. So she has a lot to do with business. Now, marketplaces traditionally were locations where women would go and they would sell different items, whether it's fruits and vegetables or some kind of craft work or things of that nature. And she is the ruler of the marketplace. So she's very important in terms of business, especially in relationship to women. As some of you may know, not Oya in particular, but hurricanes often that come off of the coast of West Africa will sometimes, a lot of times will come into the Caribbean as well. Many of them can be quite devastating, as a matter of fact. And so she is the ruler also of Hurricane. Hurricane is kind of like her weapon of choice in a sense, you know, when she does some serious damage. And it's interesting, I remember reading one time where they talked about how with Oya in particular, or hurricanes and how they do damage, especially for those of you who live, who may not be in a hurricane area, but you may live in a tornado area. That's another kind of example of her on land. And the interesting thing about tornadoes and hurricanes is that how they hit a place, in particular tornadoes, well, and I've seen this happen where one house would be completely demolished, right? Just broken down, just, you know, just pieces of wood just lying on the ground. The house right next to it, and usually within a matter of feet, you know, a few feet, will be completely fine. And so she has that kind of, so people tend to think of that as being random, like, oh, the tornado is just randomly picking, houses here and there. People who understand Oya as the consciousness of a tornado or of a hurricane know that her actions are not random. They're precise. So I just wanted to share that information with you there. Oya also, and actually learned this from a good friend of mine from Brazil, she has a several names. So Oya is one, obviously. The other is Yansa, or Iansa is another name, which I believe it's something like Mother of Nine. Nine is her number. And she also has another name that comes from Angola, which is called Matamba. And I remember a friend of mine from years ago, she was with a Candomblé house. A Candomblé house in Brazil is like an Ifá house. Their religious roots come from Ifá. And I remember she sang this beautiful song about Matamba. And to this day, I remember the tune. But I won't sing it for you, so I'll spare you guys that pain. So Oya is very, you know, it's interesting, Naki, as you were talking about, you know, the different elements and ways to get in touch with the element in some sense or doing some kind of magic or whatnot. It reminds me of how, you know, many indigenous cultures around the world understand nature to be a consciousness. And this is why you will have a goddess that is associated with something like a hurricane or air, as we're talking about now, because all of these things have a consciousness. And a lot of times in the Western world, we don't really tend to think of it that way. We just tend to think of air as something that exists. We breathe it in, we breathe it out. You see clouds and whatnot, and that's it. But in indigenous cultures, and ones that have been practicing and worshiping for thousands, tens of thousands of years, understand that nature is actually a consciousness, and that you can actually get in contact with that consciousness and allow that consciousness to help you within your own life. That's part of the reason why you want to get in touch with air, you want to light incense and things of that, and all these wonderful things that Naki just, pointed out to us. So Oya is a consciousness. She's actually real. And sometimes, you know, like I said, in the Western world, we have a different take on, you know, gods, goddesses, and things of that nature and what consciousness is. But she is actually a real force that I know of. Since you were talking about magic, you reminded me of something. I won't give everybody all the details here, but I know of a guy who practices Palo. Palo is, I would say, close to voodoo. It comes out of Cuba. And he told me one
Palo
time.
Palo Mayombe is the full name of it, Palo Mayombe?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Palo Mayombe is a guest, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he told me of a time where he did a working where there was a hurricane that was coming to, I believe it was going to hit Miami or somewhere in southern Florida, and he was able to stave off that hurricane for like a day or two for this kind of working that he was doing. And it was really interesting. I thought, oh, wow, that's powerful, right? Like you could actually get in touch with a consciousness like such as a hurricane and maybe even stave it off a little bit or ask it to redirect, you know, where it's going to fall or where it's going to hit or maybe not hit as hard. You know, we don't think about it that way, but we do have the capability to be able to do that. You know, obviously you want to talk to somebody who's a part of a tradition of, you know, some thousands of years or so. I'm saying this because I could all of a sudden see a person, you know, standing up on some, I don't know, on the top of their house, you know, yelling at the hurricane that's coming, move, you know, I don't want you to do that. Be careful. If you are truly in your power, right, then you can do that. You actually have the magical ability. And it's not like it's magic, like it's something like a you know, trick of an eye or anything like that. This is all what we call a spiritual science. You can get in contact with the consciousness of, you know, a hurricane and even perhaps redirect it. So, anywho, I just wanted to share that with you. Oya is, her colors are, I believe, eggplant color, purple. And I think the eggplant is one of her favorite offerings that people can, you know, actually give to her. She is also
oranges, burgundies, reds, all of that is Oya.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she's really a formidable warrior. You know, she stands right next to her husband, Shango. Shango is the spirit of thunder and lightning. And so Oya shares those qualities with him. And one of the interesting things about that, I was just talking to Nakia about this before the show, that I was reading somewhere where an author talked about, what is it? And part of the mythology between Oya and Shango is that Oya points to where she wants Shango to throw his lightning bolt. And then he throws the lightning bolt. And he connected that with science. Now, I don't know all the scientific part, and I would have to go, you know, read it. Or you guys can go look it up because you guys are smart people. All goddesses are smart people. And what the author said is that actually, scientifically, right before a lightning bolt hits, the ion in that location changed, like right before. So it's kind of, so when you think about it, it is Oya pointing to hit that space right there. It's an indicator of this is where the lightning bolt is going to strike. So I just wanted to go ahead, Naki.
I wanted to share this beautiful poem because one thing, Shakti, that is so, so easy to forget when storms and things happen in our lives, in real life, the actual storm, you know, we think we hold toward it, we go high, we know that they're still recovering in various parts of the world or still recovering from catastrophic storms. But the beauty about this particular Orisha and this particular goddess is that, yes, she is the controller of the hurricane and wind and storm, but that brings change. That always brings about a change. And so I thought this poem was beautiful. I found this in my research, and it's called Thunder Woman, and it's dedicated to Oya. Thunder Woman, storm bringer, change maker, woman warrior, Oya. Your name calls the winds. Your name weighs the truth. Your name comforts the dead, Oya. Thunder Woman, may your strength and grace shelter me always. May your storms and winds bless me with positive change. And may I always know your thundering divine love. And I thought that was so beautiful because, yes, she can be catastrophic. She can be, you know, unpredictable, all of these things.
Right.
But she can also be the catalyst for a necessary change and a change that will bring about deep beauty and deep healing for your life. And so I can speak to that truly as one who is going through some significant changes and even some storms, you know. And so I know that the power of things that seem to look one way and they're all working for your good, and when the dust settles, you can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's the energy of this particular deity, Oya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I'd like to talk a little bit more about her as the businesswoman, because I mentioned that earlier, how she's the patroness of the marketplace. And Oya is a shrewd businesswoman, I want you to know, and she oversees all transactions that take place in the markets. She looks out for those swindlers and con artists. And her eye is very keen, and she is not one to be fooled. So in terms of business, you know, if you want to invite Oya into your life, honesty and integrity are very important to her. And so you want to make sure that you are definitely, you know, you have an honest and, you know, a business of integrity and how you do your transactions and interactions and things of that nature with the public. So. I like that. It's so funny about a shrewd businesswoman. And, you know, it's interesting because people don't realize, I don't think, Maki, like I said, Oya is definitely a consciousness. And because we can't necessarily experience her with our eyes, like we can see her like you can see another human being, we think of her of not being real. But when we talk about her being a shrewd businesswoman, that means that she is looking at how much, if you say that, okay, this costs $30, and you try to swindle and give them $28 or $28.50 or something like that, she's going to know that. And there are, I'm telling you, there are consciousnesses out there that actually can count money. We don't tend to think of it that way. Like, you know, even in the spiritual, I would say in the spiritual communities, kind of like the, what do you call it, the neo-pagans or whatnot, you know, it's like, a new age is what I meant, is they think of it, oh, as, you know, this is, these are just goddesses that help you to feel better and, you know, give you some sense of power, blah, 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 but they're not real. And, you know, they don't know about money. Oh, yes, they do. There are certain consciousnesses that are very focused on that. Not just to say that they're all about money, but Oya in particular, because she is the patroness of the marketplace and she's a businesswoman and she deals with honesty and integrity, she is very fixated on, okay, you know, $30, you give me $30. If you try to give me $29, you know, $64, that's not going to be acceptable.
Right.
They can actually count that, you know. People don't realize that, but it's true.
That's right.
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, other than, you know, what her symbols are, the lightning bolt is one, the machete, she also carries a machete, masks and gravestones. And as I said earlier, I didn't really expound on this, but she is the goddess of the cemetery as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's very much connected to those who have passed as well as ancestors. And her mm-hmm. animals that are associated with her are deer, bats, birds, insects, and water buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's it for now. That's all I have for Oya.
Okay. Well, you covered her pretty thoroughly, and I think that's awesome that we got a chance to honor her. We always feature a goddess, and I didn't know if many people knew about her, so we decided to feature her. But there are several other goddesses I'd like to tell you about as well. Since we're talking about this element of air. So we have Cardia, and that particular goddess is from the Roman pantheon. She's a goddess of wind, health, thresholds, door hinges, and handles, but particularly the goddess of wind. Okay, so that's for the Romans, those people who subscribe to a Roman pantheon. And then we have Tulitar from the Phoenician pantheon, which I thought was interesting because you don't see much about the Phoenicians. Is that the Dutch people? Where is the Phoenician people from geographically? Shakti, do you know?
How do you spell that? I'm not even.
Finnish. I don't know if that's Dutch.
Oh, Finnish?
Or...
Oh, yeah. Finland. Yeah, that's kind of like Scandinavian countries. Yeah. Finland,
okay,
Sweden,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, then you want to call on the Tulitar, T-U-U. L-E-T-A-R, and she is the goddess of wind.
Hmm.
Moving on. We have the Slavic goddess Dogoda, D-O-G-O-D-A, and she's the goddess of the west wind, love, and gentleness. So if you want to, if you have Slavic roots and you know it, and you want to contact the goddess of wind, love, and gentleness, Contact goddess Dogoda, D-O-G-O-D-A. I had a really fun time reading about this goddess, and this is the Sumerian goddess Ninlil, N-I-N-L-I-L. And she's the goddess of wind in the Sumerian pantheon. She's also the consort of Enlil, E-N-L-I-L, who is the god of wind, air, and breath.
Wow.
So the power of your breath or your internal fire, as the Yoruba people call your ashe, your spirit, your energy, your power. So
prana.
Prana, exactly. That was the goddess Ninlil, Sumeria. All right, so now we can move to some Native American goddesses, which I'm just, it's been so fun finding out about my Native American ancestry and doing the ancestry test. It's been really fun finding that out and rewriting the Atlantic slave trade narrative for myself and my family. And a lot of people have come into some knowledge about that. So we'll start with the Lakota people first.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can call on the goddess Okaga, O-K-A-G-A, and she's the goddess of the south winds and fertility in the Lakota tradition. O-K-A-G-A, Okaga, that goddess. I like saying that name, Okaga. I don't know, something about that.
Yeah.
Right? And then if we go to the Taino people, T-A-I-N-O, is it Taino or Taino?
Taino.
Please,
yeah, Taino.
Taino. Okay, please forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that. The Taino people, and I'm not sure how to say this, but we're going to try it anyway. It's spelled G-U-C-A-B-A-N-C-E-X. Okay, so I think that's...
I think that's their language.
So what I'm going to try to do is sound it out. Just one second. I'm looking for some phonetics here. Okay. G-A-U-B-A-N-C-E-X. So I'm going to see if I can get Guabansex. Guabansex or... She's the beautiful goddess of the wind and hurricanes. So she would be, I guess, synonymous to Oya in the Taino pantheon, in the Taino tradition.
Can I just interject really quickly? For those who are not familiar with who the Taino are, these are the indigenous people who are in the Caribbean and also in some parts of, I would say, the northern part of South America. So these are the Tainos are the, so the whole association with the hurricane would make sense, you know, in terms of the Caribbean and what have you. So they're the indigenous people of the Caribbean, many of whom are no longer in existence there, unfortunately. But I think there are still some that might be in the South America is what I was talking about, the northern part of South America. That's where that particular group comes from.
Beautiful. Thank you for that geography lesson, Saki, because it's important to be able to link these people to, and these traditions, these beautiful traditions, to their geographic nation of origin. It's very, because we know migration was happening, transmigration was happening, marrying and different tribes going to this tribe. And so we know all of that was going on. So thank you for giving us a frame of reference as far as where these people were located geographically. And the final goddess we have is from the Chinese pantheon. I thought this was so interesting. She's the wind goddess Feng Popo, F-E-N-G-P-O-P-O. And she is the Chinese wind goddess. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You've got several different beautiful goddesses to contact, to connect with, to really feel and give yourself the idea of stepping up your intellect, stepping up your communication, stepping up your movement, stepping up your innate power. Because remember, I told you, it's the power of the mind, the force
That's
of
right.
the intellect, inspiration, imagination. What if you're just feeling uninspired? Because I know I just came out of that season of just feeling uninspired. and not really feeling like you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, excited about your purpose, excited about the things that are in store for you, really actively co-creating that life as opposed to living by default. I was going through that funk for a while, and I can tell you that I was able, through my ritual work and through deep meditation and through connecting with spirit, I was able to shift that. And a lot of times I realized I was using the power of air. I love incense, and I burn them, light them just about every day. I can honestly say that. Just about every day I use some form of incense, and I find myself with those quick little prayers and rituals doing that. And you'd be surprised, again, the shift that is available to you when you utilize this particular element. I think air is so important, and it's one of the things that we often take for granted. We take for granted the ability to breathe. We take for granted the ability to walk outside. And even if you live in the small, cleared area, I live in the heart of D.C., trust me, it's small here. But if I think back, think to a third world country, who and their air quality is probably 30 times worse than the small field D.C. that I might mention. You know, if we start to think about those things and the things that we may take for granted, I think we'll understand a little bit more about the power that this earth, Mother Gaia, actually holds for us. And it's all available to us. It's easy to connect with your breath and the element of air as taking a deep breath and centering yourself and giving thanks for that ability. So, shocking. Isn't that amazing? And it's awesome that we can connect in such a deeper way, because I'm sure we gave you some examples and some ideas that you probably hadn't even considered in reference to air, because, you know, it's just one of those things we kind of take for granted. And
that's
today,
right.
I hope that you will cease to take air for granted moving forward, that you will feel the power of air and that you will connect with it often throughout your day.
Absolutely. So I guess we're coming to the end of the show.
Yes,
and
I have
thank
been
you for love. We want to thank everyone for listening in on this wonderful topic of Goddess as Air. And so just know that we are, the Goddess Guidance Show is with the Psychic Talk Network. And if you want to find out what other shows that are coming up this week, just go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and that'll let you know what our weekly schedule is. Join us next week at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern, and we will be talking about the goddess as what, Nikki? Is it water?
Water.
Oh,
water.
Okay. Yes. And water is life. Just like air is life, so is water for many of us. If you'd like to get into contact with Nikki or myself, just send a message to Nikki@psychictalk.net. That is her email. That's Naki@psychictalk.net. Or if you want to get in contact with me, I'm at Shakti@psychictalk.net. By the way, we do have a Facebook group called Goddess Guidance. And if you want to contact us there and ask us a question or anything like that, or share your experiences with the goddess or anything like that, just join us. So just go to facebook.com and do a search for Goddess Guidance Show, and you will put in a request to join, and we'll let you in. We're pretty open to who comes into the group, so but we are watchful.
That's right.
So thank you so much to all of our listeners, and we're just very appreciative that you take take some time out of your busy schedule to listen to our show. We will see you next week. Have a beautiful, wonderful, enlightening, spirit-filled week of the goddess.
Yes.
And goodbye.
And thank you.
Yes.
Let me just say my goodbye. Thank you again, everybody, for your time. Thank you for tuning in. We'd love to hear from you. We would love your feedback. If the Goddess Guidance Show has giving you information that you might not have known, or prodded you to study deeper or to research or to go down the rabbit hole, as I like to say, drop us a line. Shakti gave you our contact information. So please drop us a line and let us know. Thank you so much for the show, or we loved it, or if you hate it, I mean, you know, be kind. But if there's something you'd like to hear, that you'd like to see us cover, you know, drop us a line and let us know. We do this for you. And without you, we don't really have a show. So we're grateful to our active listeners. We're grateful to those of you who have been loyal since the first show. We're so excited. We love it. Yes. We love what we do. But it is for you. And we give thanks for the opportunity to bring you some great information. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Same bat time, same bat channel, next Friday, 8 p.m., the Goddess Guided Show. Have a wonderful Goddess-filled week, everybody. Goddess blessings.
Bye-bye.